Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 King of kings, Lord of lords, we're giving you glory, glory and praise. Thanksgiving this morning, oh God. Oh, Father, we exalt your name. We exalt you. Be high and lifted up, our King. King of kings and Lord of lords, you are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. Oh, Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh, God. I thank you for what you're doing in the heavens and what you're doing in the earth. You are great God, almighty God. Oh, Lord, I thank you that we are your end-time warriors, oh, God. Father, I thank you this morning that you have taught us to do battle. And, Father, you have taught us to be prepared before battle. So, Father, I thank you that we all have on the helmet of salvation. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you that we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand and the shield of faith in the other. And I thank you that you are our rear guard, oh God. You are a mighty battler. And I thank you that you're fighting the mighty battle on our behalf. Oh, Lord, I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we do not make war after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones, and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your lightning and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemies, from them that are too strong for us. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and we give you Moku Shabaka. You give us great deliverance, O God. We give you all the glory and the praise. We beat them small as the dust, and we cast them as mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn, Lord God, until they were consumed. So, Father, I thank you, O God, for teaching us to do great battle. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. We bless your name this morning. We praise you, Almighty King. You are great, 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 great. You are Lord. You are Master. You are Shepherd. And Father, this morning we come lifting up the name of Jesus. There's no name like Jesus. There's no name like Jesus' name. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify you. We come to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. It all belongs to you, oh God. We come to worship you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are the King. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, we lift our voice and say, Lord, we worship you because of who you are. You because is the essence of truth. Call on him like you never called on him before. This is 2014. Call on him in the morning when you get up, when you open your eyes. Call on him in the noontime like Daniel did when he opened the windows and said, Lord God Almighty. Yes, he gave him glory. You do the same thing. He's the same yesterday. He's the same forevermore. He lives. He lives. He lives. We serve a living and a true God. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. Today is joyful praise day. Let us give him exuberant praise. We have so much to be grateful for today. Let's remember to praise him and adore him every day. Let's not skip a day. Let's not say, oh, my God, I forgot to praise you today. No, if you got to write the vision on the wall, wherever you go, if you got to write the vision and paste it on the TV, don't forget to praise him. Today is joyful praise day, and we are thanking the Lord. Well, we have a mighty woman of God from Daytona Beach on with us this morning. Her name is Sister Pat. She is Pleasant. Her last name is Pleasant, and she's a very pleasant woman of God, and I thank God for her. She's going to read some scriptures into our hearing this morning, so listen up. How you doing, Sister Pat?
I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord, but I'm not in Daytona. I'm in Gainesville.
Uh-oh. Oh, hallelujah. She in Florida, y'all.
I'm in Gainesville. Beautiful Gainesville. Wow. Yes.
Amen. I'm trying to move, y'all.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Come tell me something. Hey. But anyway, I'm going to read for your listening Psalms 33, verses 1 to 5. And then I'll read 34, 1 to 4. And then
Amen.
It says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is coming for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song and play skillfully with a joyful noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Beloved, righteousness and judgment, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now 34, 1-4 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God for the word of God, Psalms 33, 1 to 5, and 34, 1 to 4. May the hearers of the word be blessed.
Amen.
And doers also.
Man. Well, we're the hearers and the readers today. I thank God for you, Sister Pat. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, it's Tuesday, but I'm celebrating already, so, you know.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank the Lord for you. Karen is going to play a birthday song for you, so listen up. Hallelujah.
Oh, how sweet.
You ready, Sister Karen, to play that birthday song for Sister Pat?
I am over here. I am here.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yes. Sister Kara, we thank God for you. What praise song are you going to play for us this morning?
praise him.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Going on all around the world, we need him. I need you now. Lord, I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Lord, not another second, not another minute, not an hour, another day. But Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, show up and restore all of the faith that I once had while I was yet searching the world for more. You're the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend I know and need. Lord, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Lord, not another second, not another minute, not an hour, another day. But Lord, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Lord, not another second, not another minute, not an hour or another day. But Lord, I need you right away.
Amen.
Very good.
Amen. Oh, that's favorite song by Smokey Norfield. Whoa, my God.
Yep.
The first time I heard that song, I was in New Orleans. It was early in the morning. I jumped out of bed, and I got on my face before the Lord. And I just praised and praised and praised him. I thank God. We need him now every second, every minute, every hour. Oh, thank you, Jackie. Oh, I just love that song. We need you now. Not next week, Lord. Not tomorrow, but right now. Every day.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for that beautiful song in the Lord. We're continually praising our God this morning. You know, I just love the Word of God. I love to read it. I try to keep my Bibles all over the house. So, you know, sometimes I say, ooh, I can't remember that scripture. What did that scripture say? Sometimes the Lord will drop a scripture in my spirit, and I say, oh, let me go get the Bible and read this. So this one, there are several of them. It says glorifying God. That's what we're doing. We're glorifying God this morning. We need to do it every day. We got to glorify him. Why wouldn't we glorify him? You know, he's the one who made the earth. He's the one who put the trees in the earth so we can have oxygen and we can have... You know, trees are beautiful. We got apple trees, peach trees, right outside my house in the backyard. Somebody has a grapefruit tree over there. God made that too. Beautiful grapefruit turning, you know, kind of an orange, and then they turn kind of yellowish. Beautiful. Then, you know, you can look in the sky and see the sun. And sometimes the rain, and we say, oh, Lord, it's raining. But everything God made is for a reason.
Amen.
Out early the other morning, and there was frost. Don't you know even snow is for a reason? He gives us everything that we need. So magnify him, glorify him, and thank him. So he knows what we need. He's just looking at our own little that we have, you know, right with us. But he looks at the whole earth. He said, wait a minute. In Florida, they need sunshine, right? Wait a minute. Over there in Georgia, they need a little rain. He gives us what we need. Let's be thankful. Let's not say, oh, Lord, it's raining. Oh, it's snowing. Thank him. He said, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of the Lord.
Amen.
Glorifying God. Exodus 24:17. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was the devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Exodus 40:34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Woo! Isn't his glory awesome? Powerful. We serve the Almighty God. Well, Paducah, Kentucky is on with us this morning. And, you know, I want to give my condolences again to the Hawkins family. They had death in their family last week. And, you know, when death comes, it sometimes saddens us because we don't see the person anymore on this earth. But if you know, we're all serving the Lord, we can expect to see each other again. And from what I understand, he was a mighty man of God. So I thank God for this mighty family, the Hawkins family, and we are continually praying and asking the Lord to continually surround you with love and his faithfulness and his strength will get you through. Good morning, Sister Don, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. We are doing fine. We thank God for holding us and keeping us together.
Amen.
My brother-in-law, Lester Howard Hawkins, passed away last week, and he was funeralized on yesterday, and we had a wonderful homegoing celebration. It was just wonderful.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Well, I thank the Lord for everything that he's doing in our lives, because, I mean, he's moving now.
Yes.
He's moving mightily. He's moving mountains. You know those mountains that you face? And those giants that you faced a while back, they're going. They're getting up and going. We're beginning to speak to our mountains, and our mountains are moving like never before. Oh, there, they're moving.
Oh, yes.
Mountains are moving. They're getting on up out the way. The giants that you faced last week, last year, they're going. All right, Donna, what you going to sing for us this morning?
I'm going to sing one more time. My son and daughter-in-law and two grandsons are here from Michigan. We have relatives from San Antonio, Texas, and from Dallas, and he just kept us and allowed us to be together one more time.
Amen. Amen.
One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to pray together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to pray together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to sing together one more time, one more time. One more time, he allowed us to sing together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to shout together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to shout together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to worship together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to worship together one more time, one more time. One more time, he allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. He allowed us to come together one more time.
Hallelujah. One more time. You know, it's him that allows everything. We think that, you know, we just automatically wake up every morning. No, it's him who allows us to wake up. When we get together with friends and family, it's the Lord who allows us to get together with them. When we have songs, you know, songs of the Lord, it's him who allows us to sing them, to praise them. He allowed his word to come forth in the world so we can have a guide, and so we can have great words about how we can magnify him, how we can glorify him. His word is truth. You know, sometimes we pick up all kind of books instead of reading the book, the only book. This book has outlasted every book you could think of. This book has gone through the centuries, the word of the Lord. So I thank God for one more time. He allows us to do whatever it is that we're doing every day. It's not us. We can't do it in our own strength. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. One more time, I thank the Lord. One more time. He's allowing us to get together one more time. We're thanking him every time. Thank you, Sister Donna. Donna Hawkins. Blessings to your family.
God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. We also have Minister Stacy with us this morning. Minister Stacy Holman, she got that beautiful family. You know, the family that prays together stays together. So I thank God for those girls who coming on next week. Woo, you know those cute little girls. They sing with us on Bible Storyland on Children's Day. How you doing, Minister Stacy?
I'm blessed. How are you? Glad to be here.
Doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. What you going to sing this morning?
Lord, you're awesome.
All right. Lord, you're awesome. Okay.
Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. Yeah. Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you're yeah, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you're awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, for your grace, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. One more time, Lord, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you're awesome. Yes, you are. Yeah, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you're awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. Yeah, Lord, you're awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Lord, you're awesome. Awesome. Yes, you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're awesome. Hallelujah.
Amen. Was that Jabria and Bianca singing with you?
That was Bianca singing with me.
Hey, Bianca, how are you?
Good.
Wow, girl, I love to hear you sing. Awesome. I'm looking forward to you cutting a CD, girl, a DVD, too.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm so much. It was beautiful. All right, sweetie pie. Love you.
Love you, too.
Lord, you are awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We serve a powerful God. We serve the Most High God, the King of Kings, and we are joyfully praising him. And you know what? We need physical food every day to sustain our physical body. But even more than that, we need spiritual food to maintain our spiritual body. You ever seen somebody who looked like they were just drained spiritually? They ain't even know God. They ain't even look like they were made in his image. They drained. They don't even honor him. It's a sad sight to see. But, you know, some people are even drained of physical food. They don't even have physical food. Spiritual food is a must. How we get it? Through the word. Spiritual food to maintain our spiritual body. Proper spiritual food, the word of God, keeps us healthy, keeps us from slipping off the righteous, holy path. The word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you, O God. Psalms 119:11. The word keeps us physically fit. Yes, it does. Our speaker is a mighty woman of God who serves God. She lives in Ohio. She serves him in the church with her husband, who is the pastor of New Era Baptist Church. I thank God for this woman of God. I'm telling you, I had many 911 emergencies in the spirit, and she will pray me through. So I thank God for all the prayer warriors, intercessors, who's constantly lifting up my name before the Lord. Say, Lord, Sister G, Lord, Karitha needs you today. So I thank God for this woman of God. She's a blessing in my life. She's a mother and a grandmother. So we are blessed today. She works in the school system in Ohio, and they are blessed to have her. She's a mighty warrior on the battlefield for the Lord. Her name is Pastor Tori Cope. Good morning, Pastor Tori.
Good morning.
You.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing great.
Amen. We're ready for the word whenever you get ready.
All right. Well, thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to do this, and good morning to everybody else. I greet you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I thank the Lord for this glorious day. And we just give honor to God and praise him for all he has done and all he's planning to do in our lives, and we just love the Lord. We just thank God for everything. He is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And so today, I know that Sister Karitha had told me about the the theme being praise. So I am going to intertwine what I'm going to talk to you all about today, and with a word from about praise. So we're going to look at a couple different areas as it relates to the word, and that the first one is Isaiah the 61st chapter. Is Isaiah the 61st chapter? 61st chapter, and in that verse, let's see, I think it's verse number 3. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to get it. I'm going to get this up. Well, okay, because I'm having a hard time pulling it up. I'm actually trying to use this iPad. but it's the focus part of that verse that I want to look at is that the Lord will take away the burden and give you a garment of praise. And so I want to focus a little bit on that. But before we do that, I want to talk to you a little bit about the main portion of that. I'll talk to you a little bit about the burden of praise and the garment of praise in a minute. But the other thing that I want to talk to you a little bit about is how sometimes we are so burdened down by what is going on in our life that we are not able to praise. So I want to talk to you. My title today will come from How to Get Your Praise Back. And so I want to look at Matthew, the 26th chapter and the 36th verse, and we want to look at the epitome of who our example is, and that is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the one that we should, you know, always make sure that we pattern our life after. And so I want to look at what some of the things that he did and what he had to go through. So as we begin to look at that, we're going to go from Matthew, the 26th chapter, the 39th verse. So I'll go ahead and read that for you first, and then we will move into the message. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saying unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And so I want to focus on this, because what I've experienced in my life, and I don't know about anybody else, and just recently I've experienced situations where it was just, I was just so burdened down that I could not even completely function. And I mean, it was just one thing after the other, one thing after the other. It wasn't something with my job. It was something dealing with the church. It was something dealing with my children, my grandchildren. And it became so overwhelming that I just lost my praise. And so I want to talk to you all a little bit about that. But In that situation, you become completely consumed. You become almost completely paralyzed to a point of being to where you're just like, you're getting up in the morning and all you can do is just say, okay, Lord, give me strength just to get out the bed. And so this is the point that where God, I mean, Jesus is at this particular point. But the thing that Jesus remembers is that God has placed a promise had placed a promise in his life. And so, therefore, we have to remember that God has placed a promise in our life. And God placed a promise in Jesus' life in Genesis when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and did not do what he was supposed to do. And so what happened was the Lord said, and I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. And he means Jesus is going to crush the head of the serpent because the serpent was the one that caused Adam and Eve to actually go astray and go against God's will. And we know that the serpent was completely consumed and influenced by the enemy, and that is Satan. And so it says that right now that he will crush the head, and so crushing the head means that when Jesus Christ had to die on the cross for our sins. And so this is the beginning of the promise that was already instilled into Jesus when he was born to Mary. And so we see that at this particular time, he knows what the promise is about. He talks to the disciples continuously in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about what the promise is. He tells the Sanhedrin Council and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he tells them all of those things. He tells them that I am not here for you and that I'm going to a better place and that you should follow me. And he tells them all of these different things because he knows that he has a promise. But the sooner we are getting closer to getting to the promise is when our emotional status starts kicking in, or our physical man starts kicking in, our nature man just starts kicking in, and we come completely unglued, we come completely unsettled by just the smallest of anything to prevent us from doing what we need to do and to fulfilling the gospel. And so sometimes we become so unglued that we are not even able to make it to what God had actually promised us. If you will remember the Israelites, how they only had their journey was only really about 3 or 4 days, and it took them 40 years to get through the wilderness. And so but they kept coming unglued because of the fact that they did not find their praise. They did not find the opportunity to praise. They didn't take off the burden and the heaviness of what the world is going through and what you're going through and to get to the garment of praise. And so I want to talk to you about how to actually get back to the garment of praise. And with that, the first thing that the Lord Jesus Christ did was he cried out to Jesus. He said, oh, Abba, Father, I cannot, I just don't believe I can go through with this. This is just way more than I can fathom. The hurt, the pain, the emotional. I've already dealt with people lying to me at the Last Supper. I had Judas lying to me and Peter lying to me, and these were people that I was close to, and now I'm going to have to go through this, Jesus. I mean, Father, I just don't know if I would be able to do this. And then the other thing is that a lot of times people would tell us that, you know, we can't go to God like that. But sometimes when we're in relationship with whoever, we have to be honest and we have to tell Jesus, I mean, we have to tell God that what we're going through and how difficult it is and how we just don't understand it. And sometimes it is through that level of honesty that God begins to work within us, because we are at the most humble point that we can be, and that is to seek his knowledge and to receive his wisdom and his guidance doing it. And so it is when you cry out to the Lord and when you're honest that God sends you what you need. He sends the Holy Spirit. And in this case with Jesus, he sent an angel to completely minister and to strengthen Jesus. He sent an angel to strengthen Jesus. So God will send what you need. He will send the Holy Spirit to strengthen you, to give you that supernatural strength, because when he's promised that he's going to do something for you and that he's going to do it, then we have to believe that he's going to do it and not let our flesh get in the way. And so, but in the end, what Jesus kept doing was he kept going back to him, because you can't just go to him once and if you don't feel that release. You have to keep going to him until you know that you're ready to do what God has for you to do. And for me, I always find that level of that when I have the knots in my stomach and when I have the butterflies in my stomach and then when I go to God and I keep going to him and things like that. And then that's when he sends the angel. And then when I'm finished with all of that, that's when God is giving me the power, the strength, the supernatural strength to deal with the promise that he has already instilled upon me to do for him. And that's when I believe and I accept the will and you trust God. You trust that he is going to make a way out of no way. You trust and you accept his will. And his will sometimes is not what everybody else's will is. And sometimes God is doing a new thing in different people. And some people may be burdened by situations that may be completely unheard of or out of the box. And so in this situation, you understand that, you know, it's not about what other people are saying, but it's about what God is telling you. Yeah, I know you probably should. I know normal circumstances tell you that you shouldn't stay in this situation or you shouldn't stay at this particular place, but I've already told you that I'm going to make a way out of no way for you with this situation. So I know what everybody else is saying about you and how they're and what they're talking about and everything, but I told you that I need you to stay. And so because of the fact that I told you I need to stay means that's God's will for your life. Now, the reason why that might be God's will for your life at that particular time, things may not be the best at the time for you. But here's the thing. The thing is that God is working a new plan. He's working up something within your life so that you would be able to minister to other people, that you would be able to do what God would want you to do. And in the end, it talks about in Isaiah 61 that you would get double for your trouble. Isaiah 61 is a verse, chapter about restoration, and it talks about restoration. So the thing that we have to remember is that there is burdens and things like that are going on in our lives, but understand that God would give us the garment of praise. God will bless us with everything that we need to make it through to the next level. And so in verse Isaiah 61, God speaks. He says to proclaim the acceptable year in second verse and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. So yes, you might be have gone through a complete burden and situation that has caused you to just completely relook at your life and not think about things in the ordinary, and everybody else's life is ordinary, but yours is completely different and your path is completely different. But what God is saying to you is that he's going to give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and then the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So this morning, I tell you, just like Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to take off the burden of heaviness by crying out and being honest and allowing the angel and then ultimately being obedient and accepting God's will, I ask of you right now to use the garment of praise to help you get rid of the heaviness that you're going through, to help you get rid of the sorrow that you're going through. It may be things that you're going through within your life. It may be sickness that you're going through. You used to be in one way. You used to being able to do every single thing that you could do and doing for other people, but now your ministry's changed and God is moving in your life, and maybe you might not be able to get out and go see everybody, but maybe you may be able to send a card to someone, or maybe you may be able to call someone or email someone or text someone and encourage someone on a daily basis. So your ministry might change a little bit, but God has a plan. God has a promise. Maybe he told you that you were going to be sick, but for whatever reason, he's changing up things a little bit, and there's a reason for it. And we don't know what the reason is, and sometimes that sickness might be because, you know, if you're going through a situation as it relates to sickness and cancer and things like that, it may be that there's a person that he wants you to meet at that hospital or at that doctor's office. And because that particular person doesn't have anybody else in their life, you're going to be the person that instruments kindness to that person. You're going to be the person that is able to speak to that person about the Lord. So you never know what the illness and the sickness that you have and how it's bringing certain people closer to the Lord. So I know that it may be difficult waking up morning, day in and day out, but just keep on trusting in God and put on the garment of praise. Get rid of the heaviness. Or it may be someone who is dealing with mental issues, depression, and you're so down and out, but you just continue every morning when you get up, you just have to continue to say to yourself, okay, Lord, I don't know why, but, Lord, I thank you. I give you all the praise and all the honor. Lord, I don't know why I feel like this, and, Lord, you may have me on some meds, and I'm still having troubles and issues going through this, but, Lord, I know, Lord, you promised me, Lord, that you'll never leave me. So I give you the praise and I give you the honor. I give you the garment of praise. I just glorify your name because you're awesome and you're worthy, Lord. And, Lord, I pray right now, Lord, it may be people who may be having situations with their marriages where your marriages, maybe there was some levels of betrayal going on. It may be issues as it relates to money, you know, or even issues as to relates to emotional infidelity or whatever, or any levels of things going on like that. And God has told you, I am moving in your husband's life. I'm moving in your wife's life, and I need you to be there for them. I need for you to be there. And it doesn't matter what other people are saying. It doesn't matter what your mama or your daddy is saying. I need for you to trust me. So when you get up in the morning, you just keep on saying, thank you, Lord, for my beautiful husband, for my beautiful wife. And I thank you, Lord, for the restoration that you're bringing to our marriage. Some of those things that are going on, or maybe situations as it relates to your children and they're not saved. And you just keep on feeling the burden of all of this. But you have to remember that in order to get your joy back, you got to keep on praising him and worshiping him. And sometimes you may have to go into your iTunes and find some iTunes, go to YouTube and all those different things and bring up some praise music and just be before the Lord. And as you're doing this, putting on this garment of praise, what God is going to do is give you the peace. He's going to give you the supernatural strength to keep on moving past what you need to move past, to keep on staying in the situation that you're in, to keep on until he delivers the promise that he is going to be set before you. So it is that we look at the life of Christ and we see that he cried out. And as he cried out, the angel came before him, and he was honest, and that he cried out, and the angel came before him, and then after that, he was able to trust. He knew what God was going to do for him, and he accepted God's will, and he went to Calvary, and because he went to Calvary on Golgotha's Hill, we are able to stand and we are able to have the garment of praise. We're able to praise him no matter when the situation is looking bad. We're able to believe and able to trust him no matter how it looks. We're able to believe no matter how it feels. No, we're able to believe no matter whatever people say or we hear.
So in the name of Jesus, we put on the garment of praise, the garment of praise to know that the Lord is going to fulfill the promise of God through our lives. The garment of praise, the garment of praise allows us to be able to just continue to reap in the natural, supernatural realm of being able to walk into a room no matter what other people are saying about us, no matter if everybody is saying they don't like us, they don't care about us, they're talking about us behind our back, we're able to supernaturally walk into that room, hold our head up, and know that we are a child of God. We have the confidence in the Lord. We have the boldness of the Lord. We are more than a conqueror. We are the head and not the tail because of the garment of praise. Because it is through the garment of praise that we get the supernatural strength because we're in that spiritual realm with the Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every person that is in this in venue right now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that right now, whatever that they're going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if it is just the if it is just a test from the Lord, and it's a satanic attack, Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for supernatural strength, Father God. Lord, and giving them the supernatural spirit of a garment of praise, Father God, if it is just situations happening out of their control, Father God, for other people, but they are affiliated with these things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the supernatural strength, Father God, to keep on moving, Father God. I pray, Father God, right now that every person, Lord, that is listening in the name of Jesus who has a cloudy eye and has no hope, in the name of Jesus, has hope because there is hope. There is hope because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. There is strength. There is peace. There is patience. There is love because Jesus died on the cross for our strength. There is the garment of praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tori. What a wonderful word. How to get your praise back. You know, I know I lost my praise before. Going through mountains, going through giants, don't know how to praise, you know, getting depressed, getting suppressed, getting oppressed. We don't know what to do. But I thank God that she gave us the secret of getting our praise back, and that's Jesus, our example. So I thank the Lord. You know, that's one of my favorite scriptures in Isaiah 61. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So all of it is so he can be glorified, and we can be, you know, we're human, you know. He is to be glorified, not us. So I thank the Lord. Every time when I take his glory, I say, oh, my God, I did it. I did it again, Lord. Forgive me, Father. But I thank God for that beautiful message of restoration, how to get our praise back. That was awesome. You know, we can't deal with the mountains and the giants on our own strength. As she said, we must depend on God. Jesus is our great example. When he said, Lord, if this cup be removed from me, let it be. But if not, give me the strength to go through it. I agree with your will. So that's what we got to do. Jesus came here to give us an example. We got to say, Lord, I agree with your will. I may not like it, but I agree with your will. You're the one who planned this purpose for my life. So thank you, Pastor Tori, again. Awesome message, awesome message. Well, it's salvation time. You know, it's time out for play these days. It's time for everybody to be saved. Can you see what's going on in the world? When you watch the news, when you listen to the neighborhood and the city, all the stuff that's going on, it's time for salvation. Philippians 2:12 says, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We must glorify him. We must love each other. We must submit to God. We got to do the work that God has called us to do while it's day, and fear God and reverence him. So I thank God for the singing of the word, for the reading of the word, and for the word that came forth from Pastor Tori. I thank the Lord. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, backsliding is a dangerous state to be in. It's a dangerous state to be in, to get in, to live in. We can't afford it. We got to run into God's presence every day. Run. You know, like Psalm 42 says, oh, yeah, we pant as the deer, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Yeah, we got to hunger and thirst for his righteousness. It is testimony time, testimony. I got the first one, first testimony. I'm going to tell you. I get this one bill, and it comes in for 3 months at a time. Maybe, say, January, February, March, it'll come in. And I have to pay this amount for those 3 months. Well, I got behind on the bill, but, you know, I continuously let the lady know, look, I don't have it right now. As soon as I get it, I'm going to pay you. So I try to keep my word and pay her. So she called me up last week, and she said, Ms. Gantling, I called the owner. And the owner said, it's okay that you be released from those 3 months. You don't have to pay that. He said, you've been so good for the last few years for paying that bill. So we know you are good, you know, a client. We're going to erase that. Now, I knew that was Father God because I said, Lord, I need help. I can't pay this bill. These are overwhelming bills. I owe this. I owe that. I owe the other. I just want to be debt-free. So, you know, we serve a faithful God. He had that lady call me and take care of that bill. I could go on and on. But anyway, it's testimony time. So you can press 1. You got a testimony. Give your testimony this morning. Glorify God in everything. Testimony time.
I have one, Carissa.
Okay, Karen.
I've been interested in choosing my word. It was perspective for this year. I heard them discuss choosing a word on one of the news programs. That's a good thing about the news. And my word for this year is perspective. And I told them last Thursday that the way I want people to see me is through my perspective. And it has expanded since I've said that to them, too. Wanting them to look at their own perspectives as well. And I'll mention that this coming Thursday.
Okay.
And I just thank you for God for giving that to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, God has a perspective that all of us need his perspective. So
amen.
I thank God for showing you his perspective so we can follow his perspective. You know, we got our perspective, and this one got that, their perspective, and that one got the other. And sometimes they clash. They don't always come the same. But God, when we're under God, like we're one nation under God, and we have that one perspective, we all come into agreement because we're going
Amen.
By God. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else?
Hello?
Yes? Ava, go ahead.
Yes. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be on the program this morning. I haven't been in the program for a long time. And I just like to give God the honor and the glory for allowing me to be in school at the age of 48 and to make A's for this semester. I have been making all A's on my assignments, and I've been making all A's on my tests. And I just give him all the honor and the glory because he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Listen, my sister, I want to apologize. I know you email me to call you, and different ones are telling me, call me. But I tell you, I have been so
busy. I think you're going to be late. You'll be stopping for McDonald's.
Hello? Brother David?
Oh,
Brother
yes, ma'am.
David.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. We got you on. But anyway,
I have been so busy. Several people have asked me to call them, or, you know, sometimes I have been so busy, you know, getting ready for the show. Until recently, I've not had time to return calls or be on the phone a lot. A lot of my time, I'm in the secret place. So God can give me answers. I'm like Jesus. I'm like, Lord, this is a big mountain for me.
Yeah.
I need help. So when you don't hear from me, don't take it personal.
Well, I don't.
So, I mean, I got three folders of work to do. Other people tell me, we ain't heard from you. It's for me, it's not business as usual. I got to listen for the Father's voice. I got to listen to what he's saying to me. And if I can't listen to both people at the same time.
Yes,
so don't take it personal. I still love y'all. But if you don't hear from me, at, you know, right away, it ain't because I'm, you know, mad at you. I still love y'all. But give me time to get to school all lined up. And I know I'm going to be busy then, too. But, you know, just pray for me. Every time you feel like talking to me, every time the Lord show you me, pray for me. I need prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Brother David, I heard your voice.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Sister Jean. I ain't going for all that stuff. When I need to get to you and I need to talk to you, I need to talk to you right then and there. I don't give no way.
All right.
Congratulations.
I hear you calling the Father. Let me tell you, I ain't going to take the Father's place. No. You better go 911 in the spirit.
Yes, indeed.
But congratulations to the lady going to school and getting the A's and everything.
Thank you.
Like they say about God, won't he do it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He will.
And so I thank God I've been in some plays, Dream Girls, and we still got that going on, and other plays, and I just had a whole lot going on. I just want to thank God. Last night I did a comedy show for a church, a Valentine's Day thing, and the spirit and the people were so good in that place. I'm just thankful because when you get into doing other things like acting or filming, then you start to wonder, you know, how's my comedy going and how. So I just thank God for allowing me to be able to do that naturally and to be able to get back on that horse. And thank him for, you know, watching over my family and all the other blessings around.
Amen.
I know that's right. All right, Brother David, I hear you. I got your text the other day, but I'm sorry. It took me so long, but, hey, you heard me. I've been real busy getting the school ready.
No, ma'am, you're all right, Sister D. I was just teasing with you. As long as you're working for the Lord, you're all right. You ain't got to answer nobody. That's what Jesus said when Mama and his brother said, where are you? He said, don't you know I got to be about my Father's business?
Amen.
You got there working.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, so I thank the Lord. Thank you, Brother David. That was I needed to hear that. All right. I know you emailed me about those plays and all of that. I ain't got there yet. Hopefully one day. I love all of you so much, and I thank you for your patience and your love for me.
Amen.
It is prayer time. Prayer time.
Yes,
so press 1 if you haven't already done so. And state your prayer request.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm going to need you to help me pray for people this morning. You there, Pastor Tori?
Yes. Well, I just feel like we should have corporate prayer for you and your school.
Amen.
Today.
See that?
And, okay. And then just my husband and my family.
Okay, go ahead. You gonna pray for me for? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead and just pray for your school?
Sure.
For you. Okay. Dear Father God, we just give you all the praise and all the honor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. Father God, we come against every bureaucratic spirit, Father God, bureaucratic red tape, Father God, that may be preventing her from being able to have her school up and running. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, that every person that she has to apply, Lord, for as it relates to grants, Father God, as it relates to different things, Lord, that, Lord, you would just move mightily in her life, Lord. Move, Lord. Just give her people to talk to, Father God, that every person that she talks to, Lord, is a person who is of love, who is a Christian, who helps her. Lord, just give her favor with every person just like that, Lord. And, Father God, we strengthen her. We thank you for giving her wisdom and knowledge. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for everything that needs to be in the school, Lord. The chairs and the tables and everything is completely in. We pray that finances will just start falling from the right, left, and from the north, south, east, and west, Lord. Lord, that it will continue to flow, that people will begin to come up with different ideas to help fundraisers for her school. And, Lord, that there will be levels of funding for, Lord, for kids who have challenges, Lord, kids who are unable to pay, Lord. And, Lord, that you would just allow people just to begin to sponsor these kids. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that as Sister Carissa begins to do this, Lord, that as she continues to network, Lord, and meet people, Lord, Lord, that you would give her the spirit of being able to network with people, Lord, and being able to get things done, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that her level of intuitiveness, Lord, and her level of wanting to get things done quickly, Lord, does not intimidate other people. We pray right now that you give her the spirit and the right words and the wisdom to say to people, Lord, so that they will want to continue to give. We pray that, Lord, that she will be able to go to networking functions, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just take away her anxiety as it relates to going to these networking functions, Lord. And, Lord, that you would give her strength, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that her school, Lord, would be a school, Father God, that will bless young people who have been cast away from the public school, Father God, who have been told they're not going to make it, Lord, that they go on, Father God, and that they make it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that Lord, that she will continue to just move children along, Father God, and that, Lord, that these children, Father God, will be set aside, Father God, to do a mighty work for you, Lord, as they love you, Lord, that they will be leaders, Lord, that they will be the leaders for the next generation, Lord, to help save souls and to stand against wickedness and evilness, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for supernatural strength right now for Sister G. We thank you for her health, Lord. We thank you for her body, Lord, her mind, Father God, being able to get everything done expediently and expeditiously, Lord, and within order, Lord. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the honor for this school, Lord, that you're going to use, Lord, for your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for that. Woo, that was an awesome prayer.
Amen.
Told y'all she's a mighty prayer warrior. Thank you so much, Pastor Tori. That prayer blessed me, but that was you were right on it. Exactly what I need. I mean, the paperwork is something. I'm like, Lord, can I have some favor with these people to hurry up and get this done? So thank you so much. All right, prayer request. Press one. All right, got a little talking in the background back there. Put your phone on mute.
It's Sister G. Am I on Sister G?
Yeah, you are, Brother David. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to have prayer for my oldest son. He got his situation at college and something going on with his academics, too. We don't know how the Lord is going to move in that direction. But I want to thank you for praying for Mr. Dante Gray. They've been going up. Good news. Glory be to God. And I went to school with him Monday and Tuesday of last week, and I followed him around in those classes to let him know I'm going to come out there and embarrass you because I like to embarrass you. But we just pray that he keeps up on his academics. A lot of these kids don't understand that the parents make sacrifices and work hard to give them everything that they didn't have as kids. And then these kids tend to take life for granted and not take advantage of the opportunities that are given to them. And it's the most painful thing to sit back and watch somebody squander an opportunity because you've been down that road and you know what it's like not to have and to struggle. And you try to do the best you can, but that just proves all we ever can do is trust and lean on God. I don't care what kind of wisdom you think you got. You got to lean and trust in God. And I just ask for prayer over me and my whole family. Thanks, Jesus.
Thank you, Brother David. All right. Thank God for answering prayers. Press 1, you have a prayer request. Sister Mariba, you got a prayer request this morning? Press 1. Good to know that you're on with us.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Avis, go ahead.
Yes. I like to have prayer requests for the standing in agreement with me to continue to have victory and pray for my husband. Has this been an ongoing backwards and forwards situation? That we can come together as one and continue to allow this marriage to grow. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. All right. Okay, hold on, Sister Marie. Come on. Let you in. Good morning, my dear sister. How are you?
All is well, and you?
Praising the Lord every day, praising my way through.
I haven't been on, but I still lift you up.
Thank God. Amen.
Yes. And
that is your request today?
Yes. In the name of Jesus. They're at your school door that you don't have room for them. In the name of Jesus. We just thank you. I want to lift my daughter up, Deborah. She's trying to go back to work, and also my granddaughter, and still thanking God for salvation in their lives, and health for Deborah, and Meryl, and little Jamal, in Jesus' name.
All right, is that your granddaughter that I used to tutor when she was 4 years old?
No. You know, she's still in school. She can't find what she wants to do. She's still in school.
Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that. She ain't in the crack house. She in the school. That's good.
Yeah, she's been in school ever since she was 2 years old.
Amen. That's a smart young lady, too. I thank God for her. What's her name again? Y'all changed the name. What's her name?
Oh, that was me. I used their middle name.
What's her first
name? Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer, she used to cry to come to me. She wasn't about 4 years old. And she, I treated her, now she's, what, about 20-something, huh?
Yes.
Thank God for her.
Yes.
She was so smart.
And just thank God for my family's salvation.
All right.
Yeah, just giving God. She said, speak those things and not as if they were. So I'm
all right.
Yes, and I thank God for your ministry, and I thank God for your school, and that your school would be blown off the map. It would be
All right, anybody else? Prayer request. Thank you, Sister Mariba. Prayer request.
Sister G?
Yes.
Hi, this is Minister Stacy. If you could pray for my children, pray for Bishop Shingle's family. They lost, well, he passed, and they pray for their family, and pray for me. I've been prepared to go back to school myself, too. I wanted to see about going back.
Okay.
And for our family, God is blessing. Just continue to pray, and just pray that God covers and keep us. You know, and for me to, and for that, like she was talking about the ministry changing, that God has allowed to continue to allow me to flow as the ministry changes that He called me to do, and just, you know, and just thank the Lord. That's it. And pray for my coworkers and my job, and pray for Minister Tammy. She said, I don't know if she's on the line, but pray for all of my friends that came to be on your show. I mean, amen. Kimberly,
amen.
All of them.
Amen. Thank God for you. All right. Sister Jackie Travis, you got a request? Jackie, you on mute. I can't hear you. You came back in. All right, I just pray for her and her, the seniors that she worked with and her family. All right, any more prayer requests? All right, Pastor Tori, I'm going to ask you to pray for Avis, for her marriage relationship and her growth and, you know, continue getting straight A's in school. Can you pray for her, Pastor Tori?
I sure will. And then also, Sister G, if you want to give her my contact information as well, I'll be more than welcome to assist her or just, you know, pray with her on a continuous basis and things like that as well.
Thank you.
All right, I will.
Glory.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and pray now?
Yes, please.
Okay. And you're in school, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for this beautiful woman of God, Avis. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Father God. Thank you, dear Lord, for this marriage. Lord, we know that, Lord, that this marriage, Lord, is has been set together by you, Father God. And, Father God, we just believe in the word of God and know, Father God, Lord, that, Lord, you are going to make a way out of no way. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord. Lord, there have been hurt things that may have been said and hurt feelings, Lord. And, Lord, we come to you right now, Lord, to ask, Lord, that you would just move mightily, Lord. And Lord, that as Sister Avis and her husband, Lord, as they continue to work on themselves, Father God, Lord, that they would be able to forgive and move forward, Lord. Lord, I pray right now for the lines of communication to be open, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that you would just allow them and show them what, Lord, various ways as it relates to communication and showing them and giving them the resources that they need. And, Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that you would just cover this marriage. I rebuke the devourer right now, Lord, who is trying to attack this marriage. And in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, it has no power over trying to destroy this marriage. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Jesus, because you're always interceding for us. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would intercede before our Abba Father and that you would just begin to just pick off each one of the imps and the situations and the influences of satanic influences, Lord, this marriage, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that as you begin to do this, Father God, Lord, that Sister Avis will be able to receive what you're doing. And, Lord, that her husband will be able to receive this, that they will be able to receive this, Father God, and be able to just stand together, Lord, and know, Father God, Lord, and just stand in awe of what you're doing. And as you're restoring their marriage, Lord, that they will continue to do what they need to do for you, Lord. And, Lord,
amen.
We give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless you. We continually honor you, Lord God. And, Father, I lift up your servant, Brother David. You know Brother David Emmanuel Sr. You birthed him into this world, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for his seed that you have given him, his children, oh God. And I thank you for his wife, his precious wife, Sister Donna, who stands by his side and who helps him, oh God, has helped me. And, Lord, I just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yo ko shabaka de e kurabaka shere. Yoku Shabaka. I rebuke the enemy that tries, Yoku Shabaka De, that tries to bring Moko Shabaka De division between parents and children. Moku Shabaka De Ki Wurabaka. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Yoku Shabaka De Kurabaka. I say, Father God, that the communication between he and his sons will continue to be open. Mokushe Baka, as a father relates to his children. in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for the prayers that Brother David prays for his children. I thank you for the wise counsel. And, Father, I thank you for him going to the schools and showing his love. And, Father, I thank you for teaching him that the silver platter plan doesn't work. That sometimes our children have to struggle and do without to learn the value of a gift. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you that you allow us to struggle and go through things so that, Lord, when you give us the gift, we will appreciate it. So, Father, I thank you that Brother David will follow your example. And I thank you for Dante, oh God, for answering the prayers that we pray for his success in school. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that he will continue to grow academically. And, Lord, when he has children, that he will teach them the way, the way he's been trained in holiness. And I thank you that as Brother David called his sons and his wife and they get on their knees and pray together, I thank you that devils will flee off of their marriage, off of their children. They will be one in you, one family in Jesus' name. And so, Father, I thank you for the family that prays together, stays together. I thank you, Father God, for that secret place experience. I thank you that you are giving them beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for the heaviness in the family right now. We speak blessings and peace, peace. And, Lord, every tie that his children are attached to, we sever it right now in the spirit. And I thank you that, Father, it will be severed in the natural. I thank you that they will choose wise friends in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you will be their best friend in Jesus' name. So, Father, I lift up Mokushabaka Mariba and my old neighbor, her daughter, Deborah. You know everything Deborah's going through. Give her strength from on high. Strengthen her body, oh God. Strengthen her body. Strengthen her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every lying demon that's speaking to her mind, we condemn you right now. I say, Father, that she will begin to get in the word. She will pray the word. She will speak your word over her life. I thank you that Mariba will speak your word over her children, over her granddaughter and her grandchildren. I thank you for salvation for Mariba's family and all of our family members that are not saved, oh God. So, Father, we thank you today. I thank you, Father God, for Minister Stacy and her husband and the children. And, Lord, you know about Bishop Shingles and the loss and his family who's grieving his loss. But, Father, comfort and strengthen them like never before. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as Minister Stacy returned to school, that she will be wise. Wise, oh God, and that she will get organize herself according to your plan, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing on her behalf. I thank you for the money for every class that she will take. Let her go to school debt-free because, Lord, you put brilliance in her. Oh God, let her have the study habits that she need again. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that she will not neglect her husband or her children as she go to school. Oh, God, but she will learn to balance everything, keep everything balanced. And most of all, she won't forget to praise, and worship the Most High God who allows her to get the things done that she needs to get done. And so, Father, we are thanking you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for Minister Stacy's job. I thank you for aligning everything up on her job. Every lying demon that's rising against her in judgment, we condemn it right now. And, Lord, I thank you for Sister Jackie, Travis, and the seniors that she worked for. I lift up her husband and her daughters in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, oh God, for making a way where there's seemingly no way. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for Jackie. Now, Father, you know she's human and she needs rest. Allow her to get the rest that she needs every day in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for Pastor Tori, for her husband, for her children, and her grandchildren. I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on their behalf. Strengthen every family unit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for strength on high. Now, Lord, refresh and renew her strength as she brought forth the word. I rebuke you, Satan. You will not come against her for bringing the word. I thank you that she's covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon that is formed against her will prosper. Every lying demon that is coming against her, we condemn you right now. I thank you for unity. I thank you for peace of mind. I thank you, Father God, that you have given her beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for everything that she has had to endure. I thank you that you are strengthening her for the battles ahead. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the counsel, the wise counsel that she gives to people, oh, God. Oh, Father God, give them an ear to hear, oh, God, what the Spirit is saying through Pastor Tori. So we bless and honor you today for Bible Storyland, what you've done and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Anybody have something they want to share this morning? Hello? All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you being on today. I am blessed by your presence. Ooh, I hear an echo here.
Hey, Carissa, if you don't mind, I'd like to do As the Deer Pants for the Water as a song before we close, if that's okay with you.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I would like to do As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to get this echo off of here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, I think that's better. It's not yet. So hold on. Put everybody on mute. And then except you, Karen, and let you do that song. Hold on. I love that song. All right, hold on. I'm putting everybody on mute. If I can hear that echo. All right. Still there. I'm not going to worry about it. I can't see the Lord will take care of it. Go ahead. Say that song, please.
Thank you.
I love that. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Yes, we are thirsting for the Most High God. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your love, the love you have for the Father. You know, God loves you so much. Even when you feel forsaken, even when you're going through, you say, Lord, what's going on, Father? Why am I having to go through so much? If you remember what Pastor Tori said now in her message, sometimes God has ordained for us to go through something for someone else. It's not always about us. So we just got to surrender under the mighty hand of God. So, you know, when we were yet sinners, God sent his son to die for us. Sometimes we feel like, Lord can't love us. We just did too much wrong. But you know what? When we were yet sinners, God died, sent Jesus to die for us. Paul said he was the chief of sinners. Jesus knew no sin, but he died for our sins. Thank God, because we cannot pay the the price for our sins. He sent Jesus to do it. And we have to continually thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's going to do. I love each of you, and I want you to know God loves you more than I ever can. I look forward to hearing from you next week, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Blessings to each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Next Saturday, Children's Day. All right, God bless you all.